The BBC presents Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Heckle's Harper. Bill, what date is it today?
13th.
What? Pardon?
The 13th.
The 13th? Well, that's it then. I'm not moving a muscle till I've got me gear.
What gear?
My gear. Rabbit's foot, Cornish biscuit, Horny clover, me horseshoe, me alligator's tooth, me elephant air bracelet, me penny with two heads, me hollowed out tiger's fang with a powdered rhinoceros horn, and me bottle of coloured sand from the Isle of Wight.
What do you want all that rubbish for?
Rubbish. Rubbish? They're my protection from evil doers and happenings. I wouldn't dream of stepping foot outside the house on the 13th of the month without them. I wouldn't get any further than the front gate without something diabolical happening.
But you've got a radio show to do today.
Then they've had it, haven't they? They could just put the cover over the microphone and shove on half an hour of bells. There will be no program tonight.
Oh, really, Mr. Hancock, all this is very childish and primitive. This is the 20th century.
Yes, but what about the omens? The date and the month? 13th of the 10th. 1 and 3 make 4. Plus 10 makes 14. Take away 1, that's 13. I'm sorry, that's it.
What about the year?
That doesn't come into it. You never count the end figure. I can see you know nothing about folklore. Aye, the hermits down in Cornwall gave us their warning when they said, never count the yearly figure. If of the lot, it is the bigger. And when the moon is in the quarter, don't do anything you didn't order. That is good enough for me, Mush.
And may I remind you, there's also a very old BBC saying you ought to consider. If the show does not go out, the artist contracts up the spout.
That is not in my almanac. I'm sorry, I can't recognize any saying that is not listed in the Witchcraft and Allied Workers Manual. Put yourself in my place. I daren't go out, not on the 13th, not without any protective charms. Apart from the fact that I haven't got a lump of coal to spit on and throw over my left shoulder, seeing as how you're the first dark man whose shadow has fallen across my boots this year, and bearing in mind that a cross-eyed cat ran in front of me bike this morning, and I had to walk under a ladder to avoid being knocked down by an albino chimney sweep who's the seventh son of a seventh daughter whose great-grandfather was a clockmaker in the Black Forest.
So you're not going out?
I'm sorry, I can't. Not until I get a good omen.
What are you going to do then?
I'm going up to bed and put a cage round me. It's the safest thing to do. If it was the 14th, I'd do the program, but not the 13th. I am not touching it. Good night.
Oh, come on, Tub, get out of bed.
No, not till tomorrow. It's not safe.
But the show, it's not just you. We're all losing money.
I can't help that. With the signs as they are, it'd be madness even to stick me big toe outside the blankets.
Don't be so selfish. Get up and do the show. I need the money. I've got commitments, expenses.
You can manage without your money for 1 week.
I can't either. I'm broke. I'm even paying me installments on the installment plan. You know, I'm so far behind with my health stamps, I can't afford to drop dental. I'm 175. You're reasonable, Tom.
I refuse to do any work on the 13th. Now, shut up and get that stick of chalk out of the vase.
What for?
To draw a circle round my bed. Then get a dead frog and put it inside the circle facing due north. That's all we mortals can do. From then on, we must just wait.
Ah, oh, stop it. You'll get me at it in a minute. This room gives me the creeps. Blinds drawn, joss stick smouldering in the corner, your bed out in the middle of the floor with a circle drawn round it. No, Tub, it's not right.
Light some candles. I want one at each corner of my bed. They don't like naked flames.
Who don't?
They don't. Because they're after me.
Who are?
The little people. You don't realize I come from a very superstitious part of the world. Birmingham. You can't take chances when the omens are against you.
Look, I'm getting out of here.
Sprinkle some salt on the floor by the bottom of the door. They're not getting me without a fight. Pass me songbook as you go out. I think I'll have to stay awake all night chanting. Just to be on the safe side.
Can I get you anything? A unicorn or a one-horned goat or something?
Don't be so ridiculous. A one-horned goat. Take me for an idiot? Do you think I'm gullible or something? One-horned goat. Never use goats when there's an R in the month. Begone, seal up the door and leave me. I must face this alone.
Ah, you great fat lazy rat bag.
Now then, let's have a look at my charts. Where are we? Chapter 4. Charts connected with number 13. Oh dear. If the rooster crows 4 times at dawn, unless you're lucky, you'll probably go. An old Cockney saying, no doubt. I don't think I'll laugh tonight.
Do with him, Grizzly. He won't budge. He just lays up there chanting and throwing salt all around the room. Do you think he's going off his chump?
I expect so. He's always been that way inclined, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he's never gone for the mystic signs and omens before. This is new.
Oh, didn't you know he joined that new mystic society?
Oh.
Oh, yes. It was advertised in the tobacconist's window. The East Cheam Mystics.
The East Cheam Misfits, yes. What's all this mystic stuff?
Oh, well, they dabble in the occult and the stars and witchcraft. It must be well organized. It cost him 25 guineas to join.
25 guineas?
And each week they send him all the pamphlets and charts and a crate full of lucky charms. And the weekly magazine, of course. With a list of rituals for the week.
Sounds like a racket to me.
Well, he doesn't think so. He's very impressed with it.
Who else is in this society?
Oh, no one knows who their fellow mystics are. They all wear hoods at the meetings. Mr. Hancock wears his duffel coat back to front.
Where do they meet then?
Every month when there's a full moon under the oak tree in the Priory ruins.
Oh, can't you make him see reason?
Well, it's going to be difficult. He really believes in it. But I'll go up to his room and see what I can do.
Toast,
stools,
and
bass
blood aged in the wood.
Drunk at midnight, does you good? That's a good one. That's a very good one, that one. Spoke must do the jingles for commercial television.
The signs at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart. No, they shouldn't.
Not right.
Who is it? It's the little people you've come to get me. Stay out. You can't come in. A salt on the floor. I've got a chalk mark around the bed. You can't come in. Not the little people.
Evening.
The little people.
Miss Pugh, what do you want? I gave strict orders not to be disturbed.
Oh, don't be so idiotic. Get out of bed and go to the studio.
Never. Do you think I'm going to risk life and limb for a few paltry shillings? I've consulted my charts and they say stay in bed. Now, look, I'll prove it to you. Now, here's the chart. See the signs of the zodiac all round it? Now, what you do is this. Find one of your omens and place arrow opposite, it says here. Right, here we are. Albino chimney sweep. Set the arrow opposite the date. Move the wheel round and there we are in the little cutout slot. Stay in bed. You can't have it much plainer than that.
You can buy those charts anywhere. It's a lot of twaddle.
It is not. It has been proved. Look at old Jimmy Locksmith. You remember him well. He disobeyed the signs, and what happened to him?
Oh, what did happen to him?
Well, nothing. He was lucky. But I'm not taking any chances.
So the rest of your life's going to be governed by omens and stars?
Implicitly. I'm not a fully paid-up member of the Mystic Knights of East Cheam for nothing. And I'm not falling by the wayside like Harry Perkins did. Poor wretch. Poor wretch. Walked under a ladder and crossed his knife and fork on the plate when he'd finished his dinner. Tragic it was, he died the very next day.
How old was he?
97. But it's not happening to me, girl. Stay in bed, the chart says, and staying in bed I am.
So nothing will persuade you to get up and fulfill your commitment?
Nothing. Well, except, of course, a personal visit from the head mystic.
The what?
The head mystic. He's the leader of our sect. He's the only one who's got the power to cancel out the omens.
How much does all this cost? You do have to pay, of course.
Oh, naturally, yes, yes. Let's see now. Cancelling out omens, that's 30 guineas. Lifting curses, 50 guineas. Transferring curses to people you don't like, 100. Taking a few of those out, I may have. Yes, I got wax effigies on the sideboard of all the comics in the country. Hello, it's 10:30. Time for another pin in that lot.
Must cost you a fortune belonging to this society.
Oh, it does, but it's worth it. I can guarantee a trouble-free life if I heed the warnings. A few dead frogs pointed in the right direction can work wonders.
I can't give you anything but love, baby.
Stop whistling! You've done it now, haven't you? You've done it. Oh, yes, you had to do it. Whistling when there's an hour in the month. You fool, bring the cat up here and make him walk across the room backwards. It's our only hope.
We're only bringing up a telegram that's just arrived.
What does it say?
It says if you don't do the radio show tonight, the BBC are going to cancel the rest of the series and sue you for breach of contract.
Well, I can't. It's the 13th. Me hair will fall out if I do. It says so in the book.
I think you'd better have a word with your head mystic.
Yes. Yes, it's the only way. But how am I going to get down there? I mean, I daren't set foot outside the room. Anything can happen.
Well, why don't you put a false beard on? Then if the little people see you, they won't recognize you.
Of course. What a good idea. All I can hope is now that the head mystic doesn't get angry. Otherwise, you'll see that Sagittarius gives me a right bashing this year. Good evening.
Yes?
I'm sub-mystic number 476.
476, 476, sir. Where are we? Oh, yes. Brother Hancock.
Yes, that's right, sir.
What can we do for you?
I wish to have an audience with the head mystic.
You've got your 5 guineas with you?
Yes, here you are.
Now, I'll see if he's in. Wait out here. Oh, seat. There's another mug outside.
Which of the clubs does he belong to? The Lonely Art Club, Mystic Society, or the Drama Classes?
He's one of your Mystic Knights.
Oh, blimey, I'll have to get all dressed up again. Give me your hood and turn the lights out. Which one is it?
Sub-Mystic Hancock.
Hancock? Is he still only a sub-mystic?
Mm.
You're letting the business go to rack and ruin, Fred. I told you to make him a grand knight last week. We could have got another 100 nicker off him. He had it all bundled up, ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sid, I forgot.
Well, we got to look after this bloke. He's the biggest mug we got in the society. Here am I trying hard to build up this side of the business and you let me down. Go on, hang up the luminous trumpets, get the charts out and shove the eerie music on. Is my hood on straight?
Yeah.
Send him in and I'll get a cash register.
Brother Hancock?
Yes?
He's in a trance, but he says to send you in.
Oh, right. So thank you very much.
Quick. Woohoo, woohoo.
Wait.
Anybody in?
Who enters the secret domain of the head mystic?
It is I, Brother Hancock, sub-mystic 476 Cheam Branch.
Be seated, Brother Hancock. I won't keep you long. I am just in contact with the little people.
Oh, well, give him my best respects.
Madam, what can I do for you?
Well, my radio show this week fell on the 13th, but as the book said, don't touch anything connected with the 13th, I refuse to do it.
Very wise.
I checked up on the charts I bought off you, and they said, stay in bed all day.
Then what are you doing round here? Don't you believe the books and the charts?
Oh, yes, yes, but I had to come. I had to see you. See, I'm in dead trouble.
What's the matter? You run out of drugs? I've got a new lot in today, half a quid each.
Don't mention it. I've got plenty of frogs. I've got a bath full at home. Dave Old Bill quite a nasty turn when he came home after every night last week.
Then what wantest thou?
You went off for a minute there, didn't you? No, no, it's the BBC. They say if I don't do the show, they're going to sue me.
So?
So I was hoping that you and the little people might sort something out between you, make 13 a good number just for the once, you know.
No, no, you can't do that. You can't go against centuries of tradition. 13 has always been unlucky. We can't alter the charts for individual cases.
Oh, dear. What a pity, because if I don't get paid each week, I won't be able to afford my contribution to the Mystic Circle.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a
minute. It's coming through from the little people. I think it's a new ruling just coming through. Here it comes. I'm getting it. 13 means retribution, except when members can't keep up their contribution.
Doesn't scan very well, is it?
The brand new law only just come through. They'll improve the wording as the years go by. But that's the gist of it.
Oh, then it's all right, then. I can do it.
Yeah, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's have a think now. This looks like it might be a bit expensive. Let me see. Oh, yes, of course. Well, we'll have to have a special ceremony.
Why?
Well, you can't just go around altering charts like that. I mean, there's recognition of our gratitude for the little people for climbing down like that. We've got to show our appreciation. Have a ceremony.
That's 20 guineas a time at the Priory, isn't it?
Normally, yes, but I reckon this is going to mean a full turnout at Stonehenge, this will.
Yeah, it'll be expensive, won't it?
Oh, yes. The old lodge will have to go down there. Then there's the props, transport. We'll have to book a Mystic Special from Waterloo Station.
Well, how much do you reckon?
Well, if you want to do it properly with photographs and a booze up afterwards, I reckon 500.
That's a bit empty, isn't it? I mean, I can only scrape together 100.
All right, we'll see what we can do for 100. We'll just have to cut down on the members. Only invite the officials.
All right, then when do we leave?
Well, I know for the fact that the little people are desperately short of loot. I reckon we ought to start the night there.
There's a workman's train for Waterloo in half an hour. You get the tickets, we'll meet you at the barrier. Now, don't forget to bring your robes, and don't forget to bring the 2 sacrificials bottle of scotch. Gets a bit nippy down there this time of the year. Right, well, I'll see you at Waterloo Station. Oh, by the way, could I have half a pound of toadstools? I'm getting a bit short.
Yes, yes, boy. You collect them off the Isle Armour on the way out. I'll see you. Fred?
Yes?
Get the lads out of the snooker. We've got a rush job at Stonehenge tonight. Tell them to bring their roots and any mistletoe they got left over from last Christmas.
Fancy dragging us down to Stonehenge in a night like this.
It's your own fault. You insisted on coming. I tell you, I'm taking a terrible risk letting outsiders watch one of our ceremonies. You pretend you're not with me. If they find out, there's no knowing what might happen. It only wants Taurus the Bull to get a bit empty, and we're right up the creek.
Well, I certainly don't want anybody thinking I'm with you. It's very embarrassing, you sitting there with your duffel coat back to front. Everybody's looking at us.
I know. Not blind. I can see through the slits in my hood. I can't help it. It's one of the rules.
I thought you said all the other mystics were going to be here.
They are. They're in the bar.
Oh, you realize this is all a fake, don't you?
Oh, you skeptics are all the same. Anything that is beyond the comprehension of your little mind, you scoff at. You wait till you see the ceremony. You'll be so impressed, you'll go home tonight and have a ring of toadstools round your bed before the door shuts.
Salisbury Plain, Salisbury Plain. All those who are fools enough to get out in a night like this.
Well, he's got into the spirit of things, isn't he? I like the owl perching on his shoulders. Now, come on, hurry up. We've got a 10-mile walk across the plain. We're meeting the rest of the lads on Stonehenge.
How are the rest of the mystics getting there? Broomstick?
That'd be funny. They had a taxi waiting for them. Well, they had to get there first to get the place ready. I mean, it hasn't been lived in for a few thousand years. Come on, step it out. It's got to be over by dawn. Hear that? Owl hoot and a thunderstorm. Two very good omens.
So this is Stonehenge.
Hmm. Eerie, eh?
Yeah, it looks like inner sanctum on carnival night.
You better wait here. Don't let anybody see you.
Hello, hello. What's this strange?
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, you frighten the life out of me standing there in that sheet. Thought you were Dracula for a minute. Thought I was going to get those tooth marks on my neck.
Who are these people? Oh, well, they're friends of mine, yes.
Yes, we're prospective members.
No, I'm sorry, ladies' night Wednesdays.
Yeah, but we should...
No, you can't come in. You'll have to wait till the ceremony's finished. This way, Brother Hancock. The head mystic is waiting in the center of the circle.
Greetings, Brother Hancock. Are you ready?
Yes, I brought me robes, me rabbit's foot, me clover, me mistletoe, me pack of cards.
What for?
I thought we might have a little game on the way back.
Have you brought the money with you?
Yes, here we are, £100.
Oh, God. I trust you to bring it in pennies.
Why didn't you get it changed?
What?
Why didn't you get it changed?
I did. They used to be eightpence.
All right, then. Put it on the sacrificial stone. That's it. Good night.
Wait a minute. What about the ceremony?
Right. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, good. Well, you lay down on the stone. We tie you up, you close your eyes, and then you count up to 1,000 slowly. And when you finish, the money will be gone, and you'll be a free man.
Right. Oh, well, I better warn you. This is a very eerie place, and you're liable to imagine things.
What sort of things? Oh, sounds, mainly. It's quite common around here. You might think that you'll hear the scampering boots of the ancient mystics as they run away from the Romans, and the slam of the ancient chariot doors, and the noise as they drive off into the night. But don't worry about that. Everybody hears them. Now, don't stop counting, and don't cry out whatever you do.
Why?
Well, you're liable to hear the boots of the ancient mystics scampering back, followed by a sharp pain on the back of your bonnet.
Oh, I see, yes. Right, well, I'll start counting.
Good boy, and remember, don't bother about the noise.
No. Thanks so much.
Ta-da.
Come on. Hmm. Oh. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine, ten. Eleven. Twelve. Twelve, eh? 14. 15. 16. Eyes down for a full hour. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Royal salute, 21. Two little ducks, 22. 23. 24.
Good evening.
25, 26, 27.
No, it's not written about. No, I'm talking to you. 28,
29.
30, 31.
I know. 30, 31.
32.
More than
that,
can
you
get
asleep?
Hop it. 33, 34, 35.
You drop off much quicker if you imagine they're jumping over backwards.
I am not trying to get to sleep. 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Well, that's our fingers and toes finish. What are you going to do now?
I can cope without fingers and toes.
Mm.
40. why don't you go away?
Yeah, you can't lay here on the sacrificial stone all night.
Why don't you mind your own business? Who are you?
I'm the Stonehenge police force.
I didn't know there was a Stonehenge police force.
Oh, yes, it's our job to see the stones are kept safe.
What do you mean, safe? Nothing could happen to these.
Oh, no, there might be if we didn't take them home every night.
Take them home?
Yes, on me bike. And I bring them back in the morning and set them up again before any sightseers arrive.
Are they on your own?
Well, there was two of us, me and Superintendent Perkins.
Oh, where's he?
He's under here somewhere. One of the stones fell on him.
Oh, charming. Have you caught it?
No, he knows.
Of course he does. That's silly of me. Well, it's been very nice. I've enjoyed our little chat. Now, do you mind leaving? 41, 42.
Yeah, what are you doing here anyway?
Well, look. I'm sworn to secrecy, but I can tell you this much.
Yeah.
But only this much. Yeah. I am a sub-mystic from East Cheam waiting for the little people to come and take me money away.
I think I'd better get a couple of big people to come and take you away.
Now, straight up, the head mystic fixed it all up. He's been in contact with them.
Oh, stop it. You're as dark as I am. Yeah, I think you better come along with me.
No, no, unhand me, sir. Get your hand off me, bro. Mind me, mistletoe.
There's no good waving it over me. I'm not going to kiss you.
Come on. No,
41, 42. No, you've got to come with me. I don't want to break me truncheon on
you.
Look,
I know
you.
No, come on. I know my right. I know my right. I do not.
No.
Morning, Sergeant. I've come to bail out Tony Hancock. Where is he?
Over there. Cell number 13.
Don't come in without a bag of rice. Don't let me sit in the eyelids, it's dirty, in which case you'll have to back in.
Oh, look, wait a minute. He's me perfectly happy where he is.
No, come he's Friday. Oh, you can't leave him here.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Gorton. The program, which was recorded, was produced for the BBC by Tom Ronald. Thank you.